Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm going to do the OJ thing. I'm not going to bore you with it. I'm not going to draw it out because everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
Here's my take. And it is very, very simple and straightforward. Are you ready, Greg? Because it's two words.
Yep.
Do you know what the two words are?
What are they?
Domestic violence.
I knew you'd go there because we talk about this all the time and how it turns out.
There are 16,800 homicides due to intimate partner violence annually.
Almost 17,000 women.
Yeah.
Typically.
Typically. Yeah. 1.3 million women are victims of physical assault by an intimate partner each year. We've talked about this. We've had guests on.
Yep.
Basically, look, somebody acts out, one time in a relationship. That's it. You know, you can get the forgiveness. You get the second chance.
One mulligan. Yeah.
After that, now, that becomes a pattern. And those patterns, in more cases than not, end up going very, very badly for one of them. Mm-hmm. For one of them, because a lot of it does lead up to a woman can only take so much and she kills the guy.
Yep.
So it ends in homicide. Either way, it's not good. And this peels away all the things about race. It peels away all the fact that everybody loved OJ and he was a superstar. He was an incredible football player.
Yeah.
And then parlayed that into really being the first mass marketed black athlete. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could do the commercials and they worked. In other words, people love this guy.
Absolutely.
So it peels all of that away. It breaks it all down. Yeah, you can relate. Oh, here's how society reacted. You know, black people cheered, white people were upset at the verdict and all that. I'm telling you, the takeaway from this whole thing are two words: domestic violence. And if you're a woman and you're involved in a relationship that you're being violated over and over, abused, whether it's verbally or physically, you get out. You got to get out.
Get out.
You got to get out. And there are people that will help you.
He didn't mean it. He was just angry.
He was apologetic after the fact.
He was so sorry.
So
yeah, you'll still end up dead.
So that's what it breaks down to in my mind, simply. Yep. And at the end of the day, that's what this guy was. Some people, their relationships can bring out the worst in the other person.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean that violence is in any way okay. It's just there are people that can bring out your absolutely worst traits. And that's, I don't understand all of the domestic violence thing. I'll just tell you this, that it is real. People die. And there's a record of 911 calls. And you know that Nicole Brown did not want to call the police unless she had to.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? She knew there wasn't much they could do, but she was desperate. And it happened over and over again. I mean, clearly there was a pattern here. That, to me, really simplifies, cuts through everything. And that's what this is about. It's about domestic violence. And for anybody who's passionate about this issue one way or another, you should see what you can do to contribute to folks that run shelters and things like that. That's where it can make a difference. All the other stuff is just talk. Okay?
Yep.
That's really what it is. That's my opinion on it. you know, you're open to, everybody's entitled to their own. But that's how I see it. And, you know, we've got some related stories, like the White House, you know, the thoughts and prayers or condolences or whatever go out to the family of O.J. Simpson. It's like, but you don't mention the victims. Mm. Now, some could say, well, I mean, they are already dead. This is marking his death. Well, if you're going to bring up a person that you know just his name is divisive. It has been since the trial. Mm. Divisive. There's your White House for you. There it is. They want divisiveness. All right? Fred Goldman made a statement, you know, the father of one of the victims. He said, no great loss, you know, Jay. Yeah. No great loss. I mean, yeah. And people are reacting. Social media is something to talk about. But for the younger generation, they don't really know much about it. They don't know much about it, about OJ and about what happened. And so, I don't know. I remember where I was. I was working with a guy, a good friend of mine, Bruce, and he's black, and the verdict came down. I'm like, oh, man, how did they screw that case up? Mm-hmm. And he's like, what do you mean? And I go, dude, you don't think he's guilty?
Right.
He's like, no. Hey, he was, you know, he was serious.
Well, and really, and we talked about this before the show, besides the domestic violence side, the most shocking thing was that day, watching the video of crowds that were watching the trial. I think there was a live shot from Oprah's studio, and it's like, it was amazing, the racial divide in the reaction.
And you wonder how much of it, how many people really believe, let's say black people, how many people really believe that he wasn't guilty? That, man, this was a frame job or whatever.
Right.
They're going after the black man. And then how many are like, they just so deeply did not want him to be guilty of it. They just didn't want him. They were rooting for him. Like, it can't be. It can't be. And when he was found not guilty, they were like, oh, I'm so glad.
Right.
And then they don't want to look at it any deeper. Like, is it the correct verdict? They were just relieved. Like, I so didn't want him to be guilty. I think a lot of people felt that way. You know, not the outcome per se is your initial hope was, God, I hope that he was not capable of that. That that's not the guy we think we know, which, of course, you don't know anybody.
No.
That you don't really know. And then you don't really know them.
And he's your hero.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. But actually, I do know.
And how does that make you feel?
I don't know. I'll get back to you.
And how does that make you feel? I'm trying out for a new gig. It pays a lot more than this one. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And so is the weekend, my friends. Come on. Get in that right frame of mind. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.